Just when you thought the news couldn't get any worse, with the tanking economy, tax hikes, and foreclosures, Jason Mesnick, America's latest bachelor, dumps his fiance, ex-Cowboys cheerleader Melissa, for her runner-up Molly from Michigan. And he did it on primetime TV, no less. The horror. The shame. Or shall we say, the ultimate pleasure? I'm going to go with pleasure, in a closeted, guilty sort of way. As the picture of reality gets increasingly bleak, the picture on reality TV gets, well, more appealing. Why not check out for an hour, or perhaps maybe four? Put your gray matter to rest. Sit back and enjoy. Now, for those of you too proud to partake, perhaps I'll change your mind and share some of this shameful fun. Sure, the shows are bad. I know this, as I suspect much of the audience does. They're vapid and hollow, but maybe they're so bad that even they're good? First, we have The Bachelor, where 25 women vie for the heart and engagement ring of one lucky stud. It's never a dull moment as the girls question who is on the show for the right reasons. For weeks on end, we anxiously anticipate which lucky lady will get The Bachelor's final rose. And then, the best part, when he finally chooses his match and we watch the sore loser pontificate as she's sent home packing in the limo ride of shame.
You know, I think before I came here, I kind of had this, jaded feeling about love and that I would never, ever find what I was looking for, and I did find what I was looking for here. I don't expect anything. I expect, maybe one day I will have a fairy tale ending. This decision that he made today broke my heart.
It breaks my heart, too, when a fairy tale flops. Now, women on The Bachelor seem catty and shallow, but they're nothing compared to Bravo's Housewives of the OC. Donning sparkly tank tops to match their glitzy jewels, these housewives of Orange County are guiltless gossips thriving on drama. Goodbye, June Cleaver. Leave your apron and smile at the door. These housewives are ruthless, but oh, how amusing their immaturity can be.
I kind of felt kind of like being a high school student all over again. Like I was the outsider and they were the cool chicks. I just wanted to be friends with these ladies and I don't know what their problem was.
Well, the girls over there are a little chubby.
Now, if high school drama is your guilty pleasure, high school reunion is an absolute must. With stereotypical characters from a graduating class, such as the jock, the clown, the wannabe, and the preacher's daughter, the classmates reunite in their late 30s to stir the pot. All the juicy tensions surface, and old grudges are vented. High school hero? Try real life zero. That former all-star hunk? He's today's junk. The classmates even get a, quote, hall pass, unquote, where they can ask someone out on a date. There's something redeeming when the nerd dumps the prom queen. From Real World to Biggest Loser to Project Runway and The Hills, there are just too many shows with too few hours to watch. So pick your poison and escape to reality. Reality TV, that is. How can something so bad feel just so good? For WCAI Styles, I'm Alex Crowley in Woods Hole.